This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
There are rumors a new X-Men TV show is in the works, and given the gobs of money other superhero fare has raked in, it seems like a no-brainer that the project will get the green light. But there's a problem. The epic battles between comic book characters on the page or on the screen increasingly hinge on a multi-billion dollar fight between some of the biggest names in entertainment. Sally Herships reports.
Okay, we are going to get a little bit geeky. The story is complicated, so to understand, we are going to need a comic book history lesson. Back in the 90s, Marvel was struggling financially. The company was on the verge of bankruptcy, so it sold the movie rights to some of its characters. At the time, no one imagined a movie about comic book characters like Spider-Man or the X-Men could make big money.
And you didn't know what was going to happen with X-Men. Was Magneto going to look stupid?
Alan Kistler is a comic book historian.
How were you going to get someone who could really pull off Wolverine's hair? No one knew. And then they did it.
Fox made the X-Men, and it was a hit. It took in almost $200 million. So Marvel decided to buy back its characters and make its own movies. It got Iron Man back from Paramount. Sony gave up Ghost Rider. But Fox wouldn't sell the Fantastic Four or the X-Men. And that's when the arguing, fighting, and ultimately the lawsuits began. Marvel made a TV show, Mutant X. But Fox said, on the screen, it owns the X-Men, so it sued. The relationship went downhill from there. At the end of 2013, news broke that Fox was making another X-Men movie. A few months later, Marvel announced it was killing off Wolverine, one of the most popular of its X-Men. And comic book fans got suspicious.
Tell me a little bit about Wolverine. Like,
what do you need to know?
Is this?
I got it all.
By day, Patrick Helen works for a tech company in Boston. But by night, he's a Wolverine fan. Helen believes Marvel is willing to sacrifice its comics for the future of its films. That's why it killed Wolverine. It doesn't want to promote Fox's movies. It wants Fox to fail. That is the buzz around the comic book universe. And there are other rumors, too, that Marvel also told its writers to stop creating new X-Men characters and that it's going to cancel one of its classic comics, The Fantastic Four.
You have fans that have been collecting The Fantastic Four since they showed up in the 60s that don't understand why these people that they identify with are going to go away because of a business deal.
Fans like Helen, who even know there is a business deal, are one of the biggest reasons Fox doesn't want to sell its movie rights back to Marvel.
There's a built-in audience, a proven audience.
Jonathan Handel is an entertainment and tech lawyer in Los Angeles. He says when it comes to making movies, knowing you've got ticket buyers takes a lot of the risk out. Think about the movie series that have done well recently. The X-Men.
We're not what you think.
Harry Potter.
Spectre Patronum.
The Hunger Games.
I volunteer as tribute.
What all of those have in common is that before there was a movie, there was something else. A comic book, a book, a character.
And those characters, the Wolverines, the Fantastic Four, are the root of this problem. There's a lot of money at stake for Fox, for Marvel, and just in case you weren't confused already, another player.
Disney is now much more powerful than these other studios.
Sean Howe is author of Marvel Comics, The Untold Story. Disney bought Marvel in 2009, and Howe says the mouse can afford to play tough. He just finds the whole scenario surprising.
They stand to make a lot of money if they get the license back. The movies make a lot of money, don't they?
The movies do make a lot of money. It just seems implausible that Marvel would stomp on the graves of its beloved 50-year-old characters.
Do you have another explanation?
I don't.
And if Marvel or Fox do, no one knows because they're not talking. But the fans are, and they say the day may yet be saved. If you are worried about Wolverine or other characters, this is the world of comics, of parallel universes and crime-solving talking ducks. So anything is possible. Patrick Helen, the superfan, says Wolverine is only dead in the way comic book characters are dead.
Captain America died for a while, but then he got better. So it happens.
How do you get better when you're dead?
Oh, so Captain America was shot with a bullet that made him travel through time?
Just this once,
mentally,
let's let fans write the end of the story. Helen says if customers are willing to buy comic books or movie tickets, give them what they want.
And if a customer wants to see a sketchy dude with claws go up against a guy dressed in red, white, and blue and carrying a shield. Figure it out, guys. Like, find a way to make it work.
From the X-Mansion, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Gather a collection of all our comic book coverage on our website, marketplace.org.